Shalom to all. Today's office of Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting about the 16th line at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Lechamim. How usher these things are? According to Rav Meir, any wine of a yid that was in these things is usher not only to drink, but also usher ba'na. According to Lechamim, it's only usher to drink, but not usher ba'na. Now we're going to continue talking about them. It's very important to note, though, that a noid is a leather flask and a kankan is an earthenware flask or pitcher. So two different things, leather and earthenware. So the Gemara tells us, we have a braisa. Leather flasks from non-Jews, gerudim chadashim mutarin. If they're number one, gerudim, which literally means scraped, translated over here as smooth, which means it is not lined with zephis, with pitch on the inside, and they're brand new, so they're mutar. Now let's just pause to explain. They would melt zephis, pitch, pour it into the flasks where it would harden, and it was used as a sealant. So if they were brand new, and they were not lined with a zephis, they were garud, so even if the non-Jew had used it for a little bit of his wine, it's not a problem. Since it's still considered brand new, not enough of his wine was absorbed into it to asr it for the yid, and that means the yid could use it. However, continues the braisa, yishanim, if they're old, meaning if the non-Jew's wine was sitting in them for a very long time, or umizufafin, they are lined with pitch, even if they're new, asur and send their asr, because then a significant amount of non-Jew's wine was absorbed into the walls, so the yid is not allowed to use them. The braisa continues, avikachavim rivan, let's say the non-Jew was the one that was melting the pitch, v'ibdan, and he was the one that was pouring it inside, v'nosal sarchan yayin, and then he put some wine inside, Yisrael Emin Al-Gabav, and the Yid is watching him, Eino Chashish wouldn't have to be worried about anything. And we'll explain this in a minute. Let's just continue. V'chim Acher Do'ev Kuchavim Nesel Sechen Yayin Ki Yisrael Emin Al-Gabav My Havod. If we have the non-Jew pouring wine into it, just because there's a Yid watching him, why does that help us out at all? Of course it should be Asur. The non-Jew is pouring his own non-kosher wine inside. Why should the Yid watching this make it mutter? So Amar Papi explains, Hachakamar, this is really what the Brass is saying. O'ev Kuchavim Revan, the non-Jew is the one who's melting the pitch. V'ibdan, he's the one that's pouring it inside, getting ready to line the walls of this flask, Yisrael Noisin L'Soichan Yayin, and the Yid is the one pouring wine into it, and that's what they would do often as the pitch was still soft, it was still warm, because then the wine would get absorbed right away into the walls with the pitch, and that would take away some of the sharp or acrid taste of the pitch. Yisrael Acher Omer Al-Gabov, another Yid is watching him, Ve'inu Chayshesh, wouldn't have to be worried about anything. As the Gemara, Me'achad Yisrael Noisin L'Soichan Yayin, once we already have a Yid pouring wine into this, Yisrael Acher Omer Al-Gabov Lumbly, what do we have to have another Yid standing over him watching for? And the answer is because Dilma Agav Tirdei, perhaps because he's so busy with his work, Menasech Mavadaite, the non-Jew is going to be Menasech the wine that was poured in, and the Yid who's involved in making this whole flask matziv is not going to be paying attention, and then it turns out we have Yai Nesech. And that's why we have to have that other Yid watching. Now, Zvid Amar Zvid gives a different answer. It's really like what you said originally, that the non-Jew was putting the wine into it, and why is it permitted? Here, when he's pouring the wine into it, it's like he's putting water into clay. What does that mean? So when you have moist clay, and you put some water into it, as the clay dries, the water dries also, it basically disappears, and it doesn't exist anymore, and it's the same thing here, when the wine is being poured, as the zephis is still warm, so when the zephis dries and hardens, the wine now basically evaporates, and becomes part of the zephis lining, and becomes bottled by it, and therefore, even though the non-Jew is pouring his wine into it, it's perfectly permitted. And our puppy says, we learn from Zvid, if a non-Jew pours some wine into the salt of a Yid, shari, it's permitted, because it just gets absorbed into the salt, and there's nothing really left of the wine. However, Maskel Ravashi asks, Midami, is that comparable? Hasam causal ibud. Over there, when we're dealing with the zephis with the pitch and the wine gets poured into it, it gets completely lost. As the zephis cools and dries, the wine gets lost and it's not here anymore, so that's why it'd be permitted. But hach, over here, with the wine and the salt, le causal ibud, it doesn't get lost, it stays in the salt, it actually makes it a little bit moist and clumpy, and therefore would be usser, and this comparison of puppy is not valid. Now we have a story, Bar Adi Taya, Bar Adi, who's an Arab merchant, Anas Hanu Zikim Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he grabbed some flasks, these were leather, from Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabu Chamra, he put some wine into them, and later on, Vajunni Aleh, he returned them to Yitzchak Bar Yosef after he took the wine out, and also Shalbim Joshua, Yitzchak came to Bais Medrash, asking if he could still use them, or since there was not kosher wine in it, maybe he's not allowed to use them. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, Kachoy Rab Ami, Halacha L'maisa, this Rab Ami Paskin, Halacha L'maisa, that there's a simple way to kasher them, Mamalan Mayim Shloshi Yom Ma'aron, pour water into them for 3 days, and then pour it out, and that's perfectly fine. Rava clarifies, Sarach La'aron Meis La'eis, he has to pour them out every 24-hour period, which means at the beginning of the three-day process, he pours water into them. That water stays for 24 hours. He dumps it out, refills it with fresh water, keeps it for another 24 hours, dumps it out, refills it with another set of fresh water, has it there for another 24 hours, and that's three sets of 24 hours, which is 3 days, and that way anything absorbed into the walls is going to come out, be washed out, and then it's permitted to use. Now, some of you know, they want to say based off of this, that Hanimili Didon, that's only with our kalim, that we have our flasks that were already used with kosher wine. The non-Jew stole them, put his non-kosher wine into it, and then returned them afterwards. afterwards. And the reason why the three-day water trick works is because anyway, the original absorption of wine into the walls of these kelim was kosher wine. But if it's their kelim, if we got flasks from non-Jews, we wouldn't be able to do this water trick because already from the beginning of their usage, the wine that was absorbed into the walls was not kosher. Whether it's ours or even theirs, we could use this water trick. And so Ravacha Brid Rava thought to say in front of Ravashi, the Hanimili Noidais. This is only in regards to Noidais, which again we said are leather. Aval Kankanim, of the man of the earthenware, light. Then we're not able to do this water trick. However, Amal Ravashi told him, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Noid, which is leather, or Kankanim, which is earthenware. We could do this 3-day water trick that rinses it out, cleans it out, it kashers it, and it's no problem. And now we're going to discuss Kankanim, which is earthenware. Toner Rabbanan Brisa says, Kankanim Shalavik Chavim, these Kankanim of non Jews, Chadashim Gerudin Mutarim. If they're new, and again, guard means they're not lined with pitch, they don't have zephas inside, they're mutter, because even if there was a little bit of non-kosher wine put inside, not enough is absorbed, so a yid could still use them, whereas yishanim, if they're old, umesufafim, or if they're coated with pitch, even if they're new, asurin, then they're usur, because that means that they absorb too much non-kosher wine. And here the Brisa says something that we haven't had before, if the non-Jew puts wine into them, yisrael nois l'seichan mayim, the yid puts water into them, meaning he does this water trick of 3 24-hour periods, where he poured water in, dumped it out, poured it in, dumped it out, poured it in, dumped it out, and then it's kashered. Now let's say, the non-Jew had put wine into them, yisrael nois l'seichan tzir umurias, the yid puts tzir umurias, which we've had earlier, means either fish brine or fish fat, ve'enu chayshesh, and he doesn't have to be worried, because this basically burns up any wine that's inside, so the non-kosher wine is completely batal. Now, Yibayilu, that's the following question, Lam Gimel based on the top, l'chadchila o'diyeved, is this l'chadchila that the yid is allowed to do the water trick, or allowed to put fish brine inside, or is it only b'diyeved? If he did, then it's permitted. So Tashma, we've answered, if a person buys these earthenware kelim from non-Jews, chadashim, if they're brand new, nesel sechan yayin, he could put wine into them right away, no problem, whereas he shun him. If they're old, nesel sechan tzir umuris l'chadchila, he could put the tzir umuris inside them, no issues, no problem. It's not just b'diyeved, it's even l'chadchila. Now we continue discussing, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, who's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he's a grandson of his, he asked Rabbi Ami, hechzir l'kivshon ha'esh v'neslavnu mahu. Let's say we have these earthenware kelim from non-Jews, and they were put back into the kivshon ha'esh, which is called the kiln. That's where earthenware is made in the first place. You basically take clay, shape it into whatever shape you want, then you put it into the kiln. It gets fired to really high temperatures. That makes it really solid and hard, and that's your earthenware kli. So let's say he took this one from the non-Jew and put it back into the kivshon ha'esh. It got white hot. What's the din? Do we say that whatever was absorbed into the walls now went out and it's kosher or not? So Rabbi Rashi told him, tzir seiref, or like kol shekein, if brine is going to burn out whatever's inside the walls, so for sure fire would do that. And Itamar Nami is also stated, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, and some say, Amar Rav Asi Amar Yochanan, it was Rav Asi same Rabbi Yochanan, kan kanim shalim chavim shechzirin l'kivshon eish, these earthenware kelim of non-Jews that was placed back into the kivshon eish, kivim shenasha zifton mehen, once the inner lining of zephes peels away, it falls off, mutar, and then they're permitted. And Rav Ashi says, loy tema denosron, you don't have to say that it has to completely fall off, el afilu rufay mirfa, even if this inner lining of zephes just became soft, which means it got heated up to such a point from the outside that the inside lining of zephes got soft, then already you could say that it's kosher. Avagav deloy nasar, even though it didn't fall off, that's because if the heat from the outside was so strong to soften the zephes coating on the inside, that means that whatever was absorbed into the walls definitely got burned out and is not here anymore. Now we have a question, kinsa, what about taking little pieces of wood, like wood chips and toothpicks, putting them inside the kli and lighting them on fire, so basically the fire is on the inside, not on the outside, does that accomplish the same thing as putting it inside the oven? So Pliki Rav Achervina argue about this, chad asr chad shari, one of them asrs and one of them permits, and the halach is like the one who asrs, that's because there's a key difference between fire inside and fire outside. As we had explained, that when the fire's on the outside and it's so hot, it causes the inner lining of zephes to either fall off completely or even just get soft, that means that whatever was inside the walls was completely burned out. But when you have the fire on the inside, just because the zephes got soft or even fell off, that doesn't mean that whatever was behind the zephes absorbed into the walls of the kli got burned away, and that's why it's usur. Now we continue, Yibayilu, that's the final question. What about taking these earthenware kelim from non-Jews and putting beer inside? So Nachman Rabbi Yehuda Asri, they asr of Rav Ashari and Rav Amatars. Now we've talked about this. Ravina, Sharlele Rav Chia Brei Rav Yitzchak, Lemiram Beishechra, Ravina allowed Rav Chia Brei Rav Yitzchak to put beer inside these earthenware kelim from non-Jews, but also Rav Bechamra, he accidentally went and put wine inside. Even so, Loi Chashal Milsa, Ravina wasn't worried about this. He didn't say, well, now that he mixed up beer and wine, other people will also do so, and therefore we should even asr beer. Amar, he explained, Akreb Almahu, this was just a one-time off thing. It was just happenstance, and it's not something that we have to be chayshesh is going to happen again. And we continue discussing kashrin kelim that come from non-Jews. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Havle Hanu Mane Dikpusna. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna had kelim that were made out of animal dung. They used to do that. They would take animal dung and shape it into kelim, and obviously obviously he got these from non-Jews, and there was wine that was inside. And what did he do? Malin humaya, he filled them up with water. Anchinu b'shimsha, he put them in the sun. And then what happened? Paku, they burst. Amalei Rabba, Rabba told him, Asar tinu alach yisur del oilam, you asser this to yourself forever. Now, obviously, he wasn't telling him that he assered them to himself, because now they're broken. What he was really telling him is that you completely ruined them. Why'd you do that? Why'd you put them in the sun? Amar to Amar Rabbanan, Malin humaya. Let's say that when Rabbanan said this water trick, that you fill it up for water 3 days, 24-hour periods, and that's the way to clear it out, that was only just to put water in it. But did they say to put it in the sun? And by you putting them in the sun, for whatever reason you did that, well, you ended up causing them to break. Now you're not going to be able to use them at all. You know, another type of kli, Amar of Yisana, Amar of Ami, kli neser, a kli made out of neser, ain loy tar lamis, you can never purify it, you can never make it kosher, because it's so absorbent, the non-kosher wine is never going to be able to come out. And now the question is, my kli neser, what are kli neser? So Amar Yisbar Avani answers, kli machpiris shel tzrif, it's a kli that comes from earth that's from a machpiris shel tzrif. What is this? So Rashi calls this alum, or it's also known as aluminum sulfate, and basically the earth came from such a mine, and again, as we said, it's highly absorbent, so you can never kosher such a kli if it came from a non-Jew. Another day, in the Bay Parzak Rufila, the householder Parzak Rufila, Parzak was his name, and Rufila means that he was the second in command to the Caesar. Anas Hani Kuvim Pumpadisa, they grabbed or stole barrels or jugs or pitchers from Pumpadisa, Rambu Chamra, put wine in them, and Arjuna Nialayu, after some time, returned them back to the Yidden. Asu Shayula Rav Yehuda, they came and asked Rav Yehuda, what did she do with them? Amar, he said, Davar Sheim Achnisa Lekiyamhu, these kuvi, these flasks that he took from you, are something that can't be used for storage. That's what it means, machnise lekiyam. You can't put things in there for a long time. And therefore, even if you put wine inside, it wasn't for a long enough time that we say that the wine was absorbed into the walls. And what do you have to do? Meshach shchamayim hinutaren, simply wash them out with water and their mutter. You don't even have to do this 3-day water trick. And Ravir says, Hani chatzvi shechmi darmai, these barrels that are shechmi. Shechmi is red clay. Rashi calls it rosha, which means red. So it's a special red clay barrels or pitchers from the Arameans, kim deloy bali tuva, since they're not very absorbent. All Yid has to do is wash them out with water and they'd be permitted, because there's no suspicion that there's not kosher wine inside. And Rav Papi says, Hani pazvasa de Bemichsi, these earthenware kalim from Bemichsi, where the ground is very hard, kimidloi bali tuva, they also are not very absorbent. One could just wash them out with water and then they're mutter. And you can use another type of kli made out of earthenware. Kasi, what about cups? Cups are definitely not meant for storing wine. You just pour some wine in them and then you drink it. So what about cups that came from non-Jews? Rav Asi Aser, Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Asi Asers, Rav Ashi permits. Now we clarify this. If the first time the cup was used, the non-Jew had poured his wine into it, everyone agrees that it's usser, because for sure the cup absorbed wine due to the fact that it was brand new and nothing was put into this cup yet. If the non-Jew had used it the second time, meaning the Yid had used it for his wine the first time, so here we have a fresh cup absorbing kosher wine, and it's the second time that it absorbed non-kosher wine. What about that? That's machlokes from Asi and Ravashi. Some say, pam rishon v'sheni, kuli amolei pligid aser, that if it was the first or even second time, that's when the non-Jew used it, that it's aser, ki pligi was machlekes, bepam shlishi, the third time, and also halacha is, bepam rishon v'sheni aser, if the non-Jew had used it for his wine the first or second time, then the cup is aser, shlishi, but if the third time the cup was used, only then the non-Jew had put his wine into it, mutter, since permitted. And we continue discussing what Rav Zvid says, hai money to kunya, these are earthenware kalim that are coated, they're glazed. Rashi explains that this is a coating or glaze of molten lead, and actually uses the word polymer to describe it. And nowadays we even have polymer coatings. They're not made out of lead, but it's still the same word. And this is usually used as a protective layer to prevent absorption. So the question is, if this comes from non-Jews, do they even have to be koshered? Or maybe this coating prevented absorption of the non-kosher wine? And so this is where it tells us, chivar v'ochma shari, if it's white or black, then it's mutter, but yiruka, aser. If they're green, then it's aser. Why is that? Mishum de mitzref, because mixed with this earth from this alum, as we had explained previously, we had used this lashon when we said the word neser, and this does absorb. So the dark ones and light ones don't absorb, but the green ones do. Now, if they have cracks in them, kula siri, all of them are usher, even the black and white ones, because since they have cracks, then for sure they absorb. Here we have a different sheet. These coated kalim, bein ochma, bein chivara, bein yiruka, shari, whether they're black, white, or green, they're mutter. Ask the Gemara, why is this any different than chametz on Pesach? They ask from Reimer the following question. Hani money to konya, these earthenware kalim, they have this coating in them, are they allowed to be used on Pesach? They were used throughout the year for chametz. Are they allowed to be used on Pesach? Meaning, is there a way to kasher them? And they clarified what their question was. Yiruka loyti ba'alach. The question is not regarding green ones, demitzvayu bali vasire, because they're mixed with this earth and they're highly absorbent, so they're aser. Kiti ba'alacha, what's the whole question? Chivari v'ochme, the white ones and the dark ones. My, what's alacha? Now, kiyisbu kartufni, when they have cracks in them, loyti ba'alacha, it's also not a question. Divadi bali vasire, because they for sure absorb and they're aser. Kiti ba'alacha, what's the question? Dishi, if they're smooth. My, what's alacha? And Amr Luhu, lamdan al raf on top, Mirmer told them, I saw that even the white and black ones, they are medaisi. Rashi, which Rashi says, they're mazia, they sweat, meaning when you put something inside them, we see liquid coming out on the outside of them. And the Kimi Midasi, since they sweat, Vade Bali Vasiri, that means they for sure absorb, and they're usher, because there's nowhere to kashra them. And my time, why is that? Because the Torah idal klecheres, because the Torah gave edos about earthenware kalim, she'inu yotzim de daifin el oilam, that whatever's absorbed into the walls never comes out. Bottom line, the Gemara repeats its question, Mashlami Yai Nesech. So why is it different than Yai Nesech? Did Arshalom Remar, the Remar told them, Kulu Mani de Kun Yashari. Then when it comes to these coated vessels, they're all permitted. By Chametz, he doesn't say that, so why does he allow it by Yai Nesech? And Vachitim, if you want to try to say, the Chametz Dairaisa, Yai Nesech is the Rabbanon, the Chametz is a Sudaraisa, whereas Yai Nesech is only a Sudarabbanon. Over here, we're not talking about real Yai Nesech that was used as libations for the idol. It's referring to Stam Yenom, just regular wine that comes from a non Jew that we're not so sure if it was used for Avodah Zarah. That's just an Isur Rabbanon. So if you want to try to say that's a difference, well, that can be because of a Hakol the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Dairaisa Tikkun. Whatever the Rabbanon are Matakin, they're Matakin it with the strength of a Dairaisa, so that wouldn't be a valid answer. And so the real answer is, the Zet Tashmisha Bechamin, Zet Tashmisha Betzainain. When we're talking about the Chametz de Kalim, those were used with Chamin. It was used with boiling hot things, and when something's absorbed into an earthenware kli by way of fire, by way of something that's Cham, very hot, so that will never be able to come out of the walls of the kli. But we're dealing with a kli that was just used for simple wine storage, that's Tzainain, that's cold, then even though there is some sort of level of absorption, but it's not nearly like when it's hot, and therefore there is a proper way to be able to kasher it, and therefore wouldn't have a stira miremar on himself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.